Translation purport by Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Sri Ala Prabhupada ki.
Yes.
Yo,
now,
outer space. Tatsata
by
hair. Ukshipta Tranap. Vimana Sankula.
Filled with airplanes.
Prosarpata.
Slipped out of place.
Shama. The planet Earth.
Cha.
Also. अरे बस जाने वाले पब्लिक के लिए उधर बकेट रखा है क्या प्रसाद अरे एंजल्स हैं मैनेजर प्रसाद बकेट बैठे हैं Padapidita, distressed due to heavy weight. At the lotus feet of the Lord. Seila, hills and mountains. Samutpetu, sprang up. Amusha, of that one. The Lord. Ramasa, due to intolerable fears. Tattejasa by the effulgence.
Come
the sky.
Kakubha,
the ten directions.
Na
Rizile
did not shine.
So, Shail, your name is explained here. Seila. Seila, Seilaja means Parvati. Alright? Shaila means mountain. One who is born from mountain, Himavan. The daughter of Himavan is called what? Shailaja. You are not this. Shailaja Devi Dasi. Parvati is very great. Translation purport by His Divine Grace. S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. There were airplanes flying in the sky long, long ago. Can be understood from this verse. Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken 5000 years ago. And the statement of this verse through the symptoms of a very advanced civilization then existed. Even in the upper planetary systems as well as in the lower planetary systems. Modern scientists and philosophers foolishly explain that there was no civilization prior to 3000 years. But the statement of this verse nullifies such whimsical judgments. The Vedic civilization existed millions and millions of years ago. It existed since the creation of the universe. And it is included arrangements all over the universe with all modern amenities and even more. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Palaya Chakshur Vandilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Sthapitam Yena Swayam Rupa Tadamaya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Adwaita Gadadaya Srivasadi Gauravanta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Prabhupada has taken the turn of this translation. The airplanes were flying from the beginning of creation. So it's not that previously there was aboriginal civilization or barbaric civilization. Now human society is very advanced. Actually there is two types of advancement: cultural advancement and scientific or technological advancement. In both perspectives, the civilization was far, far advanced previously than now. So as we read the Bhagavatam, which is considered the encyclopedia of Vedic knowledge, and you find information that they don't have subjects even in modern universities. They were like siddhis, riddhis and yogic perfections and complete description of the universe and complete description of what happens in the womb of the mother. But when the medical science is there, now there are research for every department. There is research, you know, medical research, astronomical research, research in mathematics, everything. That means they are still searching. But there is nothing like research in Vedic knowledge. It is God-given knowledge. Complete knowledge, perfect knowledge. If you don't understand, that is one thing. But the knowledge is there. Because our brains are so rotten, our brains are so small, we are unable to comprehend all the knowledge that is there in Bhagavatam. And so Prabhupada said, the scientists, instead of stubborn, instead of being obstinate, obstinate, stubborn, like Joshna, tell 1,000 times, like that. This is called stubbornness. But advanced politeness, 1 time, 2 times, 3 times, quick, catch up. So people want to be devotees, they cannot be stubborn, they cannot be obstinate. If you are a student, have trust, have faith. Lack of faith, distrust inside, and you sit here like a wall. Wall, nothing is received by the wall, you know. Wall can receive any knowledge? Can wall receive any knowledge? No. And if you sit like a wall, you sit for 10 years, 20 years, but nothing goes inside. Is it right? So, whenever we are sitting with the representatives of Guru Parampara, whenever we are sitting with Vaishnava devotees, which he tried to immediately grasp. Why is it told to me? No? Not one time, but 10 times. That means maybe my small brain doesn't catch. Let me just follow. In Bhagavad Gita, we don't understand everything. Bhagavad Gita is a perfect book. Never in your life you will understand complete Bhagavad Gita. Not possible. But we accept. Whatever is said in Bhagavad Gita, we accept. Because I am a very dirty, petty, I'm a small man. How dirty, petty, small people can understand Bhagavad Gita? Just take it. That means you are very intelligent. If anybody recognizes that I am a very tiny fellow and I have to just faithfully accept, then everything will come into your head. Because faith, like whatever little devotion you are doing, because you have accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You show me Krishna, then I will accept. Then you just be like a fool all your life. Is that right? Transcendence means your intelligence doesn't work there. Your intelligence is also material. Your mind doesn't work there. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, these are all material. Bhumir, Apa, Anala, Vayu, Kam, Mano, Buddhi. Kam, Mano. Kam means up to that material limit. And he said, not only up to Kam. We all know that earth, water, air, fire, ether, they are all material levels, we all know. But he is also adding, Mano Buddhir Evacha. That means your mind is also material and your intelligence is also Buddhi, is also material. So don't try to understand these things using your mind and intelligence. You will be baffled. You will be puzzled, and then we will follow you from the path. So always we should accept whatever we are reading from the scriptures and then wait. How you should wait? By practicing bhakti. First hear, first get the knowledge. Urgent, eh? So first get the knowledge and then you apply it. Now, Krishna is God. Krishna's name is also God. Don't think only Krishna comes with like this, oh, this is God. No. Krishna's name is also God. That means your complete safety in life. Complete safety. Don't worry about anything. As long as your faith in Krishna's name, don't get boggled up in your mind. No, I see some problems here. Don't worry. The problems will be there. You just go on chanting. That's what Prabhupada said. In America, in India, people donate money, temples are run. So you know that Hindus are there, charitable people are there. They are donating money, so we are running, constructing the temples, running the temples. But in America, all are Christians. All are Christians. And they are very critical about Hindus and Vedic knowledge. So, and people are not interested. So you wonder, how am I going to live in America as a Krishna Bhakta? Because there are no supporters. But Prabhupada said, Krishna is not God for Indians. Krishna is not God for Hindus. Krishna is the Supreme God. That Krishna is the owner of all the planet. Not only all the planet, not only this planet, all the planets. Bhaktaram ekatapasam sarvalokamayasram. Sarvalokam. That means whether you go to America or Australia, Krishna is still there. Okay, Krishna says, and grown an authority. That's what Prabhupada answered. When Prabhupada was going to the US, they were, why you have come here? You see, daily when you chant, you see, other street dog comes here, immediately all these district dogs, why are you here? So when Prabhupada, he went to give this spiritual knowledge to people all over the world. He's not saying where there are Hindus, I should go and give Bhagavatam class. He's not thinking like that. The Prabhupada, he doesn't belong to India or Hindus. Prabhupada is a Vaikuntha man. Prabhupada, his knowledge is disseminated all over the universe. The Prabhupada is speaking Bhagavad Gita. Not limited to any place, time, people and like that. So when Prabhupada was asked in the airport, we are all a nation of Christians and we are proud of our religion, why you have come here? What did Prabhupada say? I want to make you better Christians. So he did not say, I want to make you Hindus. Prabhupada said, what? I want to make you better Christians. Then what? They have to keep quiet. We are not coming here to propagate Hinduism or like that. Prabhupada said, you are claiming to be Christian, but you are nonsense Christian, and I am trying to make you better Christian. And he said, let us discuss Bible. What is there in the Bible? In the Bible it is said, thou shalt not kill. Why all Americans, they maintain slaughterhouses? Why all Americans eat meat all the 7 days a week? So you are bogus Christians. So I will come to tell you that Christians should not eat meat, because your own Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Similarly, it showed that dollar. Here is. Here I got a note. I thought I'll just pull out something. There, say, here, this is your dollar. And it is said, in God we trust. What nonsense, why your school stand up prayers? You are saying, in God we trust. That means everywhere, children have to be educated in God. Children have to be educated in doing prayers, because their minds have to grow. How can the mind develop without chanting prayers? You will remain an animal if you don't chant prayers. So Prabhupada said, this is your civilization. Hypocrites. You say we believe in God, but there are no prayers in schools and colleges. Then what is the point in writing, in God we trust? So, they could not answer. Why the churches are empty? Why people don't go to churches? Or even if people go to churches, why they are hypocrites? They go to the church from Monday to Sunday to Friday. Saturday is the confession day. So from Monday, from Sunday to Friday, and Saturday they go and tell all their sins. I have done this nonsense, this nonsense. They go, they confess. They don't confess before the court or the public. So silently between you and God. Because they are God-fearing. Good. God-fearing. So they go and confess. I cheated this guy, please forgive me. I ran away with this woman and had intercourse, please forgive me. And I was very cruel to these people, please forgive me. Actually, when you ask forgiveness, that means if you have any head functioning, that means I should not, if you are making confession of your improper behavior, that means you are praying to God, give me the strength that I don't commit this kind of improper activities. You are praying to God. And also you are reminding yourself, these are bad activities, so I should not do it again. Is that right? Whenever you are confessing before Jagannath, then you are going before Krishna or God and tell him, I did this bad thing. That means, what does it mean? I don't want to do it again. You are admitting that it is a bad thing. Then you go on again from Monday to, from Sunday to Friday again, answer. And Saturday you go there and say, confession. This is called total hypocrisy, you know. So Prabhupada went there to make them better Christians. Similarly, the basic thing Prabhupada told, there is one God. God may have many names, but God is one. So we should not try to make walls. We should not make God a partisan thing. That your God is different, my God is different. That means actually you are ignorant. You are a foolish man. So, Prabhupada put the argument. You are a Christian, say, just for the argument, and I am a Hindu. And your son has a serious eye problem. Simple doctors are not able to handle a serious eye problem. Then some gentleman will come along and say that ophthalmologist, he is very expert in curing this disease. And this is, but he is Christian, you know. Then you lose your son's eyesight. Nonsense, isn't it? Right? No father will say, the Hindu father and his son, and they are big trouble with the eyes. And somebody gives them good information. That's such and such ophthalmologist. Very expert in this, curing this disease. And the father says, you know, we are Hindus. Foolishness. Whether you are Hindu or Christian, you have eye problem. And if that Christian ophthalmologist can nicely cure your eye, just go. Is that right? Similarly, we all believe in God. It's good. But some knowledge of God is fifth class knowledge. Some knowledge of knowledge is first class knowledge. So if you want to remain a fifth class fellow, this is stubborn. You want to be a lover of God and you are trying whatever is there in Bible. And if somebody comes along and tells you that in Bhagavad Gita, if you read that knowledge, if you understand that knowledge, you will become more devoted to God, then immediately you should grab it. You should grab, oh, I am trying to love God, but I am not able to give up my drinking. I am not able to give up my attachment to woman. I am not able to do this and that. I want to love God, but my heart is going somewhere else. Then that means you need some competent doctor, because your church is not helping you. You are going to church, but you are not improving. All right, then if somebody comes along and tells you, if you do this, then you will be freed from all these anarthas, unwanted things, and you develop great attraction for God. And the result of attraction for God, if you are attracted to God, like we repeated to read in Bhagavad Gita, you will be a friend of everybody. That is the symptom of a saintly person. A saintly person is, today also, in the 11th chapter, last loka of the 11th chapter, what is that? Matkarmakun, Matparma, Matbhakta Sangavadita, Nirvaira Sarvabhuteshu. Nirvaira Sarvabhuteshu. That means a devotee He doesn't see anybody as enemy. Vaira means enmity. Nirvaira, a devotee. So, it's not that foolishly I'm saying I'm a very great Christian, I'm a great Hindu. No, your characteristics will let you know. If you are really a lover of God, your knowledge is clear, your behavior is spotless, or your behavior is very good, and you are kind to all living entities, not only human beings. That's a devotee. A devotee is not only good with human beings, but is kind to all life. Whenever he is seeing anything, how can I minimize the violence? How can I make this non-human living entity also Krishna conscious? Very big thing. Non-living human being, how can you make them Krishna conscious? They don't have intelligence to read Bhagavad Gita, they don't have a body to practice bhakti. Why you are shouting Hare Krishna? Don't give classes to dogs and cats. I am very kind, you know, I will gather all the dogs and give a class. There is another foolishness. The devotee is kind to non-human living entities. He can chant Hare Krishna loudly. That's what Haridas Thakur said. When you chant loudly, chanting Hare Krishna loudly is very good. Because all non-human entities, there are so many lizards, there are so many spiders, there are so many cockroaches, there are so many flies, mosquitoes. How they will become Krishna conscious? They are also a soul, they can listen. You know, mosquitoes can listen. If there is a soul, they should listen. Trees can listen. Yeah, there was research by Jagadish Bose, the Indian scientist in botany. He did research and said that the trees also respond to sounds. And you make nice music sounds in the garden and the trees will go very nicely. That's why anything you do, you have to be a Krishna conscious gardener. When you go do gardening, you start singing Hare Krishna also and take care of the plants very gently. That's a different response. That's what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada went to America and they were killing cows and they were raising cows to kill them. And Prabhupada went, all right, let us put our goshala. And then he showed the difference. How the cows were completely free from fear. They understand. No animal is foolish. Yesterday, what some WhatsApp message. Some WhatsApp video has come. In that, one building collapsed. The mother dog went to get some food, eat some food, so it can give milk to the food. So, meanwhile, the building collapsed. And our puppies, they were under that. The dog came and saw. And they were howling and also trying to dig the earth, trying to remove it. See, they also have such love for their children. And then somebody came to help. Understood, dogs, puppies are under the debris. And then dog is very attached to her children. But dog understood the intentions of the man. This man has come to help me. And he's sitting like that. And then they took out the puppies. And then three puppies are all right. They started, then the mother understood. But yeah, he said, but one puppy, probably a lot of weight fell, so it was a little unconscious. And then this man was trying to do resuscitation. And the dog is watching. It's not thinking, he is hurting my children. The dog is not thinking. It was also intelligent. Okay, it saw the man came and helped, pulled out three puppies. They were making sounds that will derail the other, like that. This man is doing this, and then the dog is watching. It's not afraid that this man is harming my child and like that. All intelligence is there. So the point is, devotees are universal in their appeal. They are not sectarian and like that. So whenever we are hearing to Krishna devotees, whenever we are reading Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, we should keep our ears open. And if you don't understand, the system is there. You don't have to hear like a fool. Whenever you hear, you don't understand, but approach in humble way. Prabhupada was always happy. Whenever people ask him questions, or this guy is at least listening, others are sleeping. They have nothing to say. This guy, so Prabhupada was nothing, why? He is challenging me. He doesn't think like that. So Prabhupada can understand whether he is trying to show that the guru is a fool, or whether he is trying to, I am a fool, I don't understand, and enlighten me. Things like that. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.